That guy's a tool.
You're a tool. Tool of the
day. And powered by Retool of Rockford, they buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. And we're going to name our tool of the week this week. We got to start the voting anyway. But first, we need to find out who today's tool of the day is. And we don't have to go much further than Naples, Florida. Yes, Florida. Back again. This was a woman named Joanna Zielinski. She was at home with her sister, and things got a little bit tense on the home front. Cops responded to a hang-up 911 call that originated from their place. When the cops got there, Joanna Zielinski said they'd been drinking, and at one point her sister decided to go to sleep, and Joanna continued to keep drinking. And according to records, Zielinski neglected to mention that she went crazy because her sister said she just started stabbing her repeatedly with an EpiPen, resulting in a welt on her left thigh. Now, we all know EpiPens are epinephrines. You inject them when you have an allergic reaction to something. If you were severely allergic to bees, for example, it's a good idea to have an EpiPen on you when you're outside in the summertime. It's an emergency injection of adrenaline to keep your allergic reaction from being severe. Now, cops asked Zielinski about it. She said, "I'm allergic to drunk, so I injected her with an EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk anymore. What's the big deal?" A, that's not how EpiPens work. You can't inject the thing you are allergic to. B, you can't be allergic to drunk people. It doesn't work that way. And C, that's assault. So, emergency responder said that no actual medication was dispensed, but charges are being pressed, so she'll be going off to tool jail. Now, if you want to vote for her for tool of the week, text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. If you think this woman is the tool of the week, text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. If you want to vote for the guy that got busted because he was driving with a painted-on license plate, including the words, "not stolen, okay?" Want to vote for that guy? Text Kev and the number 2 to 59457. How about this one? The guy who slowed down for the traffic cameras and flipped him off, but then got a ticket for taking his hands off the wheel? Want to vote for that guy? Text Kev and the number 3 to 59457. You want to vote for the guy who faked a murder to get his street plowed? Want to vote for that guy? Text Kev the number 4. The number 4 to 59457. And how about this one? The guys from yesterday who robbed a house but forgot that when there's snow, you leave footprints. So the cops are able to follow them right to arrest them. Want to vote for those guys? Text Kev the number 5 to 59457. We'll put this up at the xrockford.com too if you want to vote there. We will tally the online votes and the text votes. And find out who's the tool of the week on Monday. Don't be a tool like any of these fools, but the right tool for your job is at Rockford Retool on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. They buy, sell, and trade tools. Go in and see Dave or visit rockfordretool.com.
It's Kev.
Now, what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.